We're here with Coach Lee Land of the Chapel Hill High School Tigers. Coach, it's been about 2 weeks since I've seen you. Kind of missed you, man. Used to seeing you every day almost.
Yeah, it's been a while, but glad to have you back. Got a big matchup tonight.
Coach, your team 18-5 overall, 7-4 in the conference. I know that your team had to have a little disappointment after dropping last night's game to Northwood, and I guess that eliminates you pretty clearly for the conference championship. However, as we all know, there are bigger prizes out there to be had. What have you shared with your players about the bigger prize?
We just talked about getting back in the win column, preparing ourselves for the state playoffs, just kind of playing for pride. There is not a championship on the line, but second place is still at stake. So I know we want to come out and perform tonight and get a win, you know, kind of a little momentum going into the playoffs.
With this game tonight, Coach, you're the one that has a more clear view of how this game sets for a potential playoff berth. How does it set with a potential playoff berth?
Got a good overall record, which is gonna play into potentially a good seed in the home game. So a win goes a long way to keep us at 18-4. If we were to drop, I think we'd go in at 16-6. It could play a key into being home for a couple games.
Coach, I know you suffered a pretty big loss with your ace Jake Smith injury. Can you elaborate on the extent of Jake's injury and where it might stand as you enter into the playoffs?
So it's some inflammation in his shoulder. There's no structural damage, nothing to be concerned long term. It's just a matter of getting it to quiet down and got the clear to throw once he can be pain-free, but we just got to wait for the inflammation to go down.
Coach, with Jake out of the lineup as a pitching possibility, who do you plan to start tonight against the Chargers?
We're going to start with Tyler Hansen. Tyler's typically starts at short, but he's closed for 2 years for us now, so this will be a different role for him, but put up good numbers coming into ballgame, sixth, seventh inning. We're going to put him out there to start a game and let him go as long as he can.
I know 2 weeks ago he had an injury. Is that all cleared up now?
Yeah, he seems to be doing fine. He's got the clear, the go-ahead. It was his non-throwing arm. He seems to have responded well to treatment and ready to go.
I want to bring up your Tigers and East Chapel Hill's efforts surrounding around your recent drive to raise money for children's cancer. $20,000, extraordinary effort. How does that compare to past years, and were you pleased?
It's something very special to our program, and I like to be a part of something that successful. Again, Garrett Levy came up with the idea 3 years ago. We did $7,000, $12,000, and this year as a team we did $17,000. Combined with East Chapel Hill, we did over $20,000 for the Verse Cancer Foundation, so that's a championship in itself.
It's absolutely extraordinary, Coach. Coach, as soon as the playoff picture comes out, we'll put together a broadcast schedule. If for some reason we don't run into the Tigers during the playoffs, I can't thank you enough for your school's hospitality. During our first season of high school baseball, it's been a blast.
Well, we certainly appreciate you letting us be a part of it as well, and we look forward to the future with WCHL being involved in high school sports.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
That was Coach Lee Land with the Chapel Hill High School Tigers. We'll be back in one moment to talk with head coach Thomas Parks of the Big 8 3A conference leading Northwood Chargers. This is 97.9 The Hill High School Baseball.